the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, last Sunday we began the longest season of the church year, what used to be called Trinity Tide, which is a little bit of a tongue twister. But during the second half of the calendar, we focus particularly on our Christian duty. We began last week by discussing the ultimate virtue, love. The subject is of such great importance that the church leads us to think about it again this Sunday. There's a legend about St. John, the author of our epistle lesson, which was recorded by St. Jerome in the 4th century. He wrote, "When the venerable John could no longer walk to the meetings of the church, but was borne there by his disciples, he always uttered the same address to the church. He reminded them of that one commandment which he had received from Christ himself as comprising all the rest and forming the distinction of the new covenant. My little children, love one another." When the brethren present, wearied of hearing the same thing so often, asked why he always repeated the same thing, he replied, "Because it is the commandment of the Lord, and if this one thing be attained, it is enough." Love. How often we hear the word in songs, in poems, and even in sermons. But what does it mean? Our English language is deficient when it comes to this concept. The Greek language actually had four different words to express the concept of love. But we, unfortunately, are left with one. I've said it many times, there's something wrong with the fact that we use the same word to say, "I love hamburgers and I love my wife." Something not right about that. But the scriptures do help us to clarify what we as Christians mean by the word love. There's a certain kind of love to which we are called. When Jesus said, "Love one another," he used the Greek word agape. The word contains the idea of action, more specifically, the sacrificial giving of oneself or one's goods for another. This is why the older translation of the scriptures in the King James, for instance, used the word charity to translate the word agape. There's a connection between love and giving. St. John makes this connection between love and sacrificial giving in our lesson when he writes, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Now, at first glance, we may think that the apostle is actually telling us not to tell others we love them. But that's really not the case. Rather, what he's saying here is that we are not merely to say that we love others, but rather to show them. We're not only to love in word, but more importantly, in deed and in truth. The old saying, "Actions speak louder than words," was actually penned by one of the early church fathers in the 4th century, perhaps even while commenting on this text. Christian love is love in action, in deed and truth. And wouldn't you know, our Lord Jesus, who told us to love one another, demonstrated this truth in his life and ministry. Our text even alludes to this when it says, "Hereby we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us." This was the ultimate act of charity. Jesus gave his life for ours. He bore our sins on the cross. He who was innocent suffered in the place of those who were guilty. Note that we are the recipients of this greatest act of love. It was on account of our Lord's sacrificial giving of himself that we are reconciled to God, yea, even made the children of God. And this is precisely why we are called to emulate this same kind of self-giving love. To whom much is given, much is required. As we saw last week, those who receive the love of God are required to share the love of God. And interestingly enough, that is exactly what St. John says in our text. The first half of the statement is this: hereby we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. But while the ink was still wet on the quill, he added, and we ought to lay down our life for the brethren. Now, most of us will never be called to actually give our life for another by stepping in front of a bullet or pushing them out of the front of a train or anything like that. But we are all called to give our lives for others in different ways. St. John actually says, but whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother hath need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion for him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? And then he adds that statement that I mentioned earlier, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. We as Christians are called to give of ourselves to others in an act of love, emulating our Savior. We do this through giving our time, our talents, and our resources to those who need them. It is one thing to say that you love someone. It's another thing to demonstrate it through a sacrificial act. And it's important to note that we're not talking about some earth-shattering grand moment particularly. It can be a series of small acts. In fact, remember that Jesus, in this parable that he taught, commended the act of giving a cup of cold water to one who was thirsty. Jesus took note of that. It's easy to make a statement like, I love everybody. But it's a lot harder to actually demonstrate that love in action. C.S. Lewis put it this way: it's easier to be enthusiastic about humanity with a capital H than it is to love individual men and women, especially those who are uninteresting, exasperating, depraved, or otherwise unattractive. Loving everybody in general may be an excuse for loving nobody in particular. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Let us learn the true understanding of Christian love. It's not merely expressing love through our words, but through our actions, the giving of our time, our talents, and our resources. As we depart from our worship today and go our several ways, let us learn to seek to fulfill this commandment on a regular basis. Let us have our ears and eyes open and attentive, looking for ways that we can demonstrate sacrificial giving love. Amen. Now let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.